Listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. I'm Gil Alim, and on another edition of the Radio Network, I have a question. And the question is, who controls the weather system? And what is your thinking about the weather and your everyday life? And not just your everyday life, but all living entities in the human context. All right. Who controls the weather? And what do we think the weather as an entity? Can we do without the weather? And the answer is no. Yes, I'm talking about the weather. This is just a preamble to what I have to say for the subject of the show. A little prelude. And I'm asking so that, you know, we can all get into a mindset that will make us more thoughtful of some things that are very crucial to our existence. And if we look at the way the human world is today, you don't see people, a government, for example, concerned with the weather system. They're concerned with the weather system. I mean, the context of what I'm saying is they establish a system to tell us what the weather is going to be. You know, because if you really look at it, it's something that is very serious. And as touching the attitude to the weather from a governmental point of view, they make sure that they read the weather system, climate, the what we expect the atmosphere is going to be like. But the interest in the weather, as far as the government is concerned, is to just protect people from disaster, you know, and unpleasant in the context of people's mobility. Because if you want to go anywhere and it's raining so hard, you know, and then you start to have flash floods and a condition that inhibits your freedom to travel. And then you have, let's say, just when there is no rain falling, it's not even cloudy, it's clear skies. And the sun, you know, is like 90, 95 degrees, 100 degrees and stuff like that. People want to know, because people cannot control the weather. So it's a science, knowledge that they use to tell us what, let's say, what tomorrow is likely to be like. Hey, Jerry. I have to, if you don't have a quick word, I'm doing a show right now, so we could talk after. All right, cool. All right. Yes, this is the thought that I am dealing with. Because the way I see it, there's so much disasters that happen. Tornadoes, hurricanes, and other atmospheric disaster. And the attitude of government, and of course, in this case, in the Western Hemisphere, we have a Diana Domini government, right? New World Order government. A New World Order that have no alliance at all with polytheistic understanding, polytheistic knowledge of the weather. Polytheism is what creates the weather, right? That's what I come to know. When I was in church, I didn't learn any of that, because the church is against polytheism, you know that? And that is against African people completely, 100%. All right, so just a quick look at this so that you may think about what I'm saying to you. That the church is not concerned with polytheism, knowledge that the history tells us this. Prehistory, don't business with that. But this is what I'm going to try to show you about what the World History textbook teaches us. And the connection of this knowledge to polytheism knowledge of the world and how it exists, all right? The World History textbook demands people to know certain knowledge. But the Bible, once you go to church, you are taught some things that is opposed to the knowledge controls the weather. Did you know that? Church is anti-weather. The Bible. And even though the Bible is saying God makes heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, yet still the same Bible is against the fact of history that tells us and puts us in connection, power, that causes the weather system. Just think about that. All right. So I'm telling you now clearly that the church is not, I don't mean ordinarily. I mean, strong defiance. The church, the Bible, is strongly a defiance to world history. And what I'm going to read to you right now from the World History textbook. And if you look into it real good, you're going to be conscious about something. Because how can it be? How can it be that the God that you serve and, you know, and pray to every day? How is it that the Bible is against the things that in some fundamental ways the Bible and the church, or the church and the Bible, the purpose of the church with the Bible is to keep people from connect with the truth about our environment. That's not nice.
But there's a reason for that, though. Because if you can see the contradiction, then you will, there will be no mystery. But as long as you can, you cannot see the contradiction in this, maybe the first time your attention being drawn to it, a mystery there that you don't understand. But I didn't understand it either. From a child growing up in church, because I grew up in church. And, you know, spent a good, you know, like half a century believing in what the church teaches, what the Bible teaches. And nobody has ever told me anything that what I discover about the church belief. Okay? Because there are a lot of good things that are being talked about in church. That's true. But it's a deception. It's a deception that when we are caught into it, we will live almost happily ever after. Because there is nothing else, no other knowledge. So whether it rain or not, whether things, the atmosphere is going, you know, okay, or, you know, we are going through a lot of disaster, we can only continue to pray to the Lord. Because we don't know anything better, right? Standing process of time that lead us from antiquity to this day is crucial. If we don't know about that, if we don't never read history, start to read it. Because from it, based on what your mind is going on with, you will learn things that you never knew before. And when you think that reading the Bible and believing God is all there is to do, then your sense of realization, if you read the World History textbook, the record of the past, not an uncertified Bible with no record of creation at all, then you will learn something, and your life can you can add value to your life by learning. And nobody twists your brain at all and antagonize you with your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just about time to learn who or what the Lord Jesus Christ is. And I'm going to tell you this. To you, just this little portion that tells about the big civilization that you see in the world today. Wasn't around all the time, right? Like it will tell you here in the World History textbook I'm reading from. Nevertheless, the widespread use of bronze has led historians to speak of a Bronze Age. From around 3000 to 1200 BC, the Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. At first, Neolithic settlements had been hardly more than as the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex societies. As their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies and to build walled cities. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern for human life. So this takes us into the emergence of civilization, and it describes culture is like and what kind of people comprise this emergence of civilization. It's 100% African, polytheistic, hybrid people, including Chinese, Indians, Hispanics, and the Arabs, and all non-Caucasian people. People who are not Caucasian. Those are the people that this World History textbook is talking to. You've got to know that. Because there's hardly anybody who knows that. I didn't know that at 8:50. I didn't know that. So it goes on to tell us now a new dimension happening in the world, with hybrid polytheistic people. And back in this era that the history is pointing to, there were no white people around mixing up with African polytheistic people until over the past 12,000 years. So make that distinction because it's important whether or not you have pot on the fire with just water boiling up, or you know, you have a pot, you know, full of nice things in the soup. In soup. There's a difference between those two things, right? Well, that's why now it is very knowledge that people understand that white people are not included into the World History textbook civilization. So go find something that describes the Caucasian people. Find me a history that speaks about them. 12,000 years going back. Find me a history that tells what kind of people they were and how they got where they are here today. Okay? Remember, I'm talking about the weather. Coming to part of the weather. You see, I'm talking to about the weather, but, you know, I put a lot of ingredients into it, so you have a much broader understanding of why I'm talking about the weather, right? So there is a civilization here that we need to know about, and the time when it began to happen, what was happening before. We live in villages before. Hybrid people live in Africa in villages before. And there was no other people that were civilized. Inception of the creation of the African hybrid people. And hybrid human beings is something special because you have hybrid cattle and all that and birds. But this is not the same importance when you're talking about hybrid human beings. Okay? That is something very special, and in this day and time, this education is needed very crucially, right? Because people who understand the weather and why rain falls and a number of other things that, you know, we need to be aware of, and if we don't get drawn to the knowledge of it, we will live and be very, very unconscious of the importance of life and who created, who put it here, you know, and it is not good to just be living and don't have a conscious intelligent perception about the world you're living in and who provide all the nice things you enjoy on earth. Okay? Today is like, before I say that, let me just complete this. Yes. Civilization, you have a right and you have, I would say, an obligation to read and know. Somebody gave me two world history textbooks, and the fact is, I wasn't looking to buy a world history textbook because I grew up in Jamaica under a slavery system, post-slavery system. And I never thought that, you know, world history textbook had something particularly important I should know. I never, not based on what I am taught in church or from my parents. Nobody drove that in home to me that I should crave to know what is in there. No. So I grew up, and if you ask me, what is world history, you know, I probably could tell you that. But I mean, it, you know, if you are not taught the thing and it is not in you, you just go on eating and drinking and, you know, pay attention to whatever else may come as an important thing to you, right? So if we don't get open up to the understanding and the awareness and understanding that there's certain knowledge we should have as we're alive, you know what I mean? And don't dead and don't know. All right. So there's the civilization, and it tells you this is called the emergence of civilization because we did not have big civilization before, but we are product of, we are civilized people. But talking about arrangement in the world and now you can go to this city and that city and towns and stuff like that, that black people were never privy to that. We live in little villages and that's it, right? But the time came when the gods who created us. And we're not talking about a God in a Eden and make Adam and Eve. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about anthropic history, like I am reading about right now. I'm telling you about how the Neolithic age and the Bronze Age and how big civilizations started with Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, right? This is anthropic history. This has nothing to do with Adam and Eve created by a spirit god in the Garden of Eden. Now, think about that. Is what I'm saying true? It's 100% true. I know, I give you the number to call me if you find what I'm saying interesting and you want to come in and help me chat about this. 661-467-2407. This is something really serious because, I mean, people are just living along and don't get to their attention drawn to certain things, and therefore you just live and go on. And someday you hear somebody like me talking, and I'm saying I was in the church and all these kind of stuff, and what I didn't know, I start to read and I see these things in there. These things are there, and we don't know they are there because of the way the church, and there is, it is important that we understand why. And the way to understand why is to read the history. All right? So this is the civilization that we just got. And you read all about it and who it includes. Right? Because it's in general terms, culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. What does that mean? How do you, what kind of way do you follow? And it's two principal characteristics we have when it comes to civilized or uncivilized people. You have the general knowledge of civility by birth. You're either born a civilized person or uncivilized person, right? That is in the broad general term about civilized and civilization. Nowadays, that term is not held to that standard because of people are not necessarily what we call not civilized people, but uncivilized people spring up among us and bring different concepts beside polytheism that people are created hybrids by the Elohim, and the Elohim controls the weather, the system that is governing the earth. And a lot of people don't know that. You'll just think that the Elohims and all kind of things that the uncivilized people are writing about this, somebody who come to understand that you're not going to make life well unless you know the history about life, right? So the church don't carry us in that direction. The church carry us in uncivilized direction, right? So that we are confused. We confuse up everything. So when we talk about civilization, we think everybody, white people and black people. That's not true. And I have the record to prove it. That is not true, right? So if you read and go back 12,000 years, you're going to find out, too, that you find it, what I'm saying, to be true. Because only history knows. And you have to read history to find out. So if you think you can go talk to some people and, you know, and people will tell you something, maybe tell you the same thing, but tell you something different, right? So what do you do when somebody is telling you something different and you don't go face the fact of history to read it and find out for yourself? You're going to stay into confusion, right? So what I'm saying to you is that the weather system that we don't pay no attention to, yes, we don't pay no attention to it. It's so crucial to our life. And it's only when we find out we're going to realize that, oh, you're missing out on the real issue of life that you shouldn't live without. All right. So it goes on to tell you the way of life that you follow. As we have seen early human beings that it is talking about is the hybrid. It's not talking about anybody else. It's the hybrid people, what the Chinese, the Indians, and like I said, I mentioned before, ethnicity. We talk about ethnicity. You go into the store and they see that they have a section that marks ethnic or ethnicity. It's not talking about white people, you know. It's not talking about Caucasian at all. So it's something for us to know, my friend, because things are really, really going on ebbing, because black people don't read the history, they don't know. And a lot inalienable rights is taken away from the African people who live under white people rule. And we don't understand that. All right. So it goes on and tell us that, you know, human beings formed small groups that develop a simple culture that enable them to survive. See what I mean? So right now, you see that black people are not surviving the way they're supposed to, because black people have a government, white people come and kick out the government and kick you out of where you play, out of your own territory, and they set up their own thing. I mean, that's invading legal jurisdiction. And that is against the law. The law that govern a jurisdiction. That's kingship here, you know? It's kingship. But these white people come in and, you know, over time, they get up to this
position where they have weapons and they come and kick you out, and you don't have words, you don't have truth, you don't know nothing. So they just do that and take over control. Besides, they are a sodomite culture. Black people are not sodomites, right? And they begin to convert black people into being sodomites. Yeah. So it goes on that it tells you that a civilization is a complex culture which is large, which large numbers of human beings share a number of common elements. Here you have it, common elements. What does the black people and white people share as common elements? It means mutually. You don't mean when they conquer your territory and force you to live under them. That's not what it means. It means in this context of civilization, you are belonging to people who are of the same common biological and spiritual interests. That's what it means, right? So it goes on now to the rise of cities, the growth of government, the role of religion. This is all polytheistic. African hybrid people. This is what this world history textbook is about. It's not about white people up in Europe. Wherever it talks about them, it doesn't talk about them into a civilized context. If you don't know that, you really need to know that, right? Now, I am into these things because I read and find out and don't have any other purpose but to talk about them. That's right. Because at the rate things are now, I expect a lot of things to happen. Because the energy posed to affect all living things on the earth. It's not going like that, because the sodomites, they decide that everybody must turn sodomites. And they don't care about violating the rights of the hybrid polytheism people. They don't care about that. They do not care. And that's what is going to cause a lot of problem, and disaster and stuff like that. It has been happening, but it's going to climax too. Going to climax, because that's not the purpose why and given government, kingship government, to rule orderly society. These people don't care about orderly society. And they want to mix up with the people who are civilized people. That just cannot be tolerated, right? So the violation of polytheistic civilized law it's going to run into a wreck. It's going to run into a wreck. All right. So now let me just read this part here to you that tells you about the weather system. See if you understand this part of it. Role of religion, mean the way of polytheistic life, okay? White people don't claim to be a part of that, okay? They feign that they wanted to be a part of it. They learn civility and enough civility to get along with the civilized world, but they decide they want to control the civilized world, right? So this is where the problem is. Here is the division between the African civilized people or the civilized world and the Caucasoid white people world that are now infringing on the African people and where they live. And they don't care because they're sodomites. They don't care about killing you, force you into a situation that is illegal as far as kingship government over you is concerned. That's what they are about. God, they decide they're not going to hear them in seclusion in Africa and only, you know, I mean, fucking each other's ass, as it were. Because that's their most important thing, right? That they can't do without. That they come to America and use our system of law to make, you know, among us with this indecency, and they are passing law for these people to marry each other and open it up to us to do the same thing. Now, so you see why we are having disaster and disaster all the time is because of them. White people are causing black people to be destroyed. Especially that they have us in their church worshiping Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is not even a real sodomite. He's just a character sodomite. But if Jesus were a real person walking around any time on earth, he would be a sodomite, because that's the picture they paint of Jesus in the Bible. Okay? From Genesis to Revelation, Jesus is a sodomite. So civilization pursue and live after the same common way of life. First of all, your sexuality. Okay? The African civilization don't have no sodomite way of life in it. And there I affirm, I don't know any black people who come out of Africa, migrate out of Africa sodomite. No, but they met the sodomites in Asia, and that's where it started. They begin to defile black people. That's what happened. So here is the history book. Nobody is going to able to say, boy, you're wrong. Nobody can tell me that. Nobody cannot tell me that. You know, because I'm not the first one to see things wrong, but I may be the first person to come out, well, at least in my jurisdiction where I live, my venue, right? I don't know, because if anybody out there talking about these things and they belong to the church, the sodomite church, that don't count for anything. So you can't be in the sodomite church and appraise Jesus and talk against the white establishment of church. All right, so come on now. The role of religion. Important religious developments also characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature. This would not be said unless it is talking about the Elohim, them on earth, anthropic creatures, the gods, is being referred to right here. And it is telling you that the important religious, that's the pantheon. That's where, you know, people reverence the God. And it tells you in Sumerian history what went on in Samaria and how the first civilization began there, the first big civilization. All right. So it is telling you now that when we came out of the village life and come into the big emergence of civilization, it says important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilization. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Do you understand that? That is as serious can be. Now, it goes on to say, gods and goddesses. So exclusive is this fact that there were nobody around in antiquity that was white and walking around like they're mixing up with black people, tin with black people. No! Because the gods only create the set of people and a ethnic group, diverse group of people who belong to the same civilization. They can mate with each other, nothing wrong. But go mate with white people, it's a different story. It's a different story. You cross the line of pure civilized people blood, okay, so down into sodomite RH monkey blood people. They are the ones that are creating the problem now and forcing on African people to live like they are, you know, a lion in the wild. You see? Kill, steal, and phony government and all that kind of stuff. They have everything for you. Government and everything like that. And what is it? Uncivilized stuff. Because they don't belong among the African people. If they want to adopt anything that black people do, they do it over Europe. That's where they're supposed to do it. But they'll come here and talk about they're raising up a government and you know, arresting black people and kill them in every kind of way, and black people can't do nothing about it. Nothing can go like that. All right. So now I'm telling you, this is the most, you know, a primary knowledge that we must know about the weather. Okay? All of the ceremonies that are done by polytheistic people. You know, it's not like today where we have all the churches around, where these white people make sure that black people don't have perception of their own way of life. Okay? That's what happened. And it's hard for to talk to people and to resonate with them today. Because the way we grew up, I mean, me in church, 50 years, nobody was bringing anything of the knowledge in the World Religion Textbook to resonate with me. So I didn't have a capacity to resonate with anything that is different from the church. You know, Ossed institution. That's what the church is. And we cannot come out of it. And they have this God that you believe in that make Adam and Eve in a garden. That is as dumb as can be. Right? But that's what we are suffering from today. So that when I sit here and I'm talking, they are out there and editing out that I'm talking about because they don't want nobody to hear it. You see what I mean? Because they think that they have taken over the world by now. And I'm saying, you know what? They're sick. They're mentally ill from before they came. And they came here sick, mentally. Right? Because I can tell you, ain't no homosexual people who are civilized. Because they have a endocrine, secreting endocrine glands. That's secreting all the madness for them. Because they are not hybrid. They come from hominid, Homo erectus, and mingle with, you know, I mean, higher level of their class, from a little more civilized. That's what happened to them. And then it all come to, turn out into a disaster when them start to miscegenation with the African people. You see, that the world now, it's like it's intractable. There's nothing we can do about the confusion in the world today. And they will want to tell you the reason why the confusion is Genesis 11. You know, we're at the Tower of Babel. These sodomites write that. They write that stuff. Look here. And goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. And so it goes on that our civilization flourished only for these people to come in with a 509 BC coup, overthrow a king, and the rest is history right here. You can read it. That's where we have the problem in the world. Now, so that you know about the weather, you can't do anything without good weather. Okay? But these sodomites, they don't care nothing about that. So they will tell you when and behave like, oh, it's normal for them to tell you about the weather and stuff like that. But these sodomites, look, they got to go. They got to go. All right. Now, and I got to go too. You're listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And look, I have got to go too. So I have to now, another 15 minutes, I have to deal with the feature of the show for today. And the title is African. Can expelled from own land and wealth is not inalienable rights. Okay, so this we have here. So we are expelled from our own land and wealth, right? We don't have any more inalienable rights. Right? That is not, that doesn't spell inalienable rights. We have inalienable rights before we are expelled from our legal communities. Our land that we live in, it's ours by law, kingship. They come in and they, all they do is, we don't know anything about ourselves anymore because of these hybrid people. They are, because of these Caucasoid, Sodomites. That's what they are. That is what they are, right? And they don't care about anything, justice or any of that. So I'm going to show you. They wrote Bible. Look, they turned the world into a new world order, right? They write Bible. They write everything that is not true. They extract the truth and then they turn it into whatever they want to turn it into, because the world must be sodomite. Right? But if you go into, then it talks about the 12 commandments of Moses. No, Gussa. Moses never write no commandments. It's a lie. They tell you about Mount Sinai. No, Gussa. They're not telling you about the real Mount Sinai. These people are wicked. They are wicked. Wicked in the sense that they covet civilized world. Civilized people, they move in, they kill you and talk all kind of crap and deceive you so that you don't know yourself and you don't know what's right from what is wrong. Right? You read the 10, 6, and 8 commandments, and this is what they thrive on. Yet still they are telling you to keep the commandment. They're telling you that God is good and see all the kind of stuff that God was telling Eve in the garden. Nasty stuff. They're talking about Adam and Eve in a garden created by a spirit God. That is as nasty and uncivilized as can be, because it's not true. That's not what history tells us. So we fall into the trap of believing what they say. Now, number six said, thou shalt not murder. That's what they do for a living. All over the place. Afghanistan, Syria, all over America, everywhere. And where have they not been? There's hardly any place they have not been. Korea, Vietnam, all over the place. Why? Because they cannot sustain themselves with the things of life. So they got to come and take it all away from the black people. Now, if that doesn't make sense to you, well, what is going to make sense? You are seeing it in front of your eyes that these people are criminals, cover the world, and take away what legal people under kingship government. They don't care about that. They make up their AD and Adam and they change calendar and everything. All they are using is what is already established and make it up for themselves and say, all right, we are the guy, we rule. Now, ain't nobody can come in. Nobody can come in front of me and succeed with the Bible, because the Bible has no certification whatsoever and no academic affirmation. None. Okay? So it's time for us to understand. Yes, these folks that we are scared of and don't know what to do about them, and we don't live nowhere. Black people don't have anything. If you have anything, you work hard underneath them so-called government to have something. You get some education from their institution, right? And you have to work hard, and they can take away every cent from you any given time, because they hold the law, AD and Adamani. Don't tell me that now, because I know better, right? These guys must get out. And if you're out there and you hear me, I'm telling you, all you white sodomite rulers must get out. Because this is serious. Yes. Dear Ten Commandments, number six, it says, thou shalt not kill. It wasn't talking about animals here. It's talking about people. And that's what they do for a living. Then, number eight, thou shalt not steal. That's what they do for a living. 509 BC, in Rome, Italy. The king, they push him out. And where the king is at right now? Is it theirs? No. They never had anything. And this is what happened. Go to 10. Number 10. 10 commandments. Thou shalt not covet. They're born with covetousness in their blood. Sodomites. And on what they are, they are narcissists. They don't have no conscience. I told you about their endocrine. Their endocrine. Their endocrine secrete evil because they are not hybrid. They are not hybrid blood. Okay? Now, so I want to thank you for tuning in. And here I am telling you about just this little synopsis here. Think if the Caucasoid so-called Americans had ever believed in the Declaration of Independence. You think they believe that? They don't believe none. The only thing they believe in is the lie and the wickedness that they do. Okay? If they're here and you think that white people are good. And they're here with the church and everything that swallow up black people who's thinking pure trash all day long, all uncivilized trash. Because I proved to you that the history book doesn't contain or is not in line with what the Bible is saying about Adam and Eve in a garden. I proved that to you. And the concept of, you know, Elohim. They don't care nothing about the Elohim and polytheism. No. They denigrate these knowledge every day in what they wrote. So if you think these white people mean black people any good, well, you need to look to prove that. In believing in Jesus, Jesus is a sodomite. So is God, who they are talking about, begot a son Jesus. You see a truth in that? You see wise men following star to go to Jesus day of birth? You see that? Not God, so read the book real good, man. All right. They have declaration of him. We next consider the most well-known section of the declaration. We hold these truths We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creators. They don't say creators because they don't accept the Elohim, the plural Elohim. Okay? That's what these nasty sodomites do. They're dragging, want to drag out the gods of the Lord out. You think about Genesis 19. My friends, I'm telling you the real truth right now. I do that all the time, though. The truth. Inalienable rights. Right? So they tell you it is self-evident that all men mean civilized people, not them either. Exclude them. But you won't know if you don't know that they're not talking about themselves. They're talking about the African people because African people don't know. And you believe the lies they have in the Genesis, Adam and Eve story. You don't know what they're talking about right here. I know because I read and I find out, right? I'm telling you. So he said, it is self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed, mean given, by their creators with certain inalienable rights. You lose it. Every time they go into a black community or invade a country, they take away your inalienable rights. You don't have it no more. Okay? You should be able to figure that out. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit happiness. So anything them tell you is a lie because they're coming out of uncivilized Caucasus Mountain, where their prime interest is to screw the honors, right? And women play with each other's vagina too, right? And dogs and stuff like that. That's my friend. Just come to it. Just come to it. Don't bother, like, behave like, you know, you don't need to talk about it or talk about it that way and stuff like that. But the time has come, it's over with. The time has come, it's over with. Say they are unafraid of these sodomite white people and think that they mean black people any good to make a sad mistake. Okay? A sad mistake. What happened to the churches now? Still going to the assembly and go get more. I strain. If you want to go back out the American church, well, they are announcing higher level, higher strain of covert is coming for you. It's coming for you. So all of you out there who think that you're going to go back to church and stuff like that, have it coming. You see? Because I tell my cousin that Jesus is a sodomite. And he just hung up the phone on me, and that's it. I don't hear no more from him. You see? I have a friend see my video with me talking these proper things that goes, trying to get the knowledge out, because we're not going to go and fight with gun and stuff like that. We need the knowledge. When we talk about it, people them run away. They don't bother talk to me no more. But, you know, that is not going to, affect me at all. Because my existence is something that is governed by an energy. And there's just no way I have anything to, like, go after except the truth. You see, and so much people don't know the truth. So such as when I did not know, half a century I didn't know. So now I know. What do you think is going to, you think this Adamite is going to be able to stop me from talking and telling? No, there's nothing else. Nothing else for me to do. But this, so it goes on. All these things now, I'm showing you what these white people are saying, one thing, right? And don't better talk about those who are, let's say, in disagreement with some of the things them that their leaders do. You know, don't follow that, because they are not the one who is leading this the evil onslaught against the African people. It's not them. But it's their culture, it's their leader, right? What we are talking about is going to hurt a lot of them, because we cannot, like, I mean, take those who have learned enough civility to understand and don't like, you know, what is going on their side. But the point is, we don't hang our hand on that. We have always been kind and good to white people. We don't need nobody to testify for us or nothing like that. And moreover, we don't want any white people to try and commend us, because we will get out of this dilemma on our own. No joke about that. On our own, right? Those of them, white people, who think, you know, positive about the African people and who we are, that's welcome. That's positive. That is positive. You know? But we don't rest upon none of that. You see, we don't rest upon none of that, because our almighty Elohim creators, they are the ones that control the weather and everything around here. So, you know, I've seen a lot of tornado and the ravage of it. A lot of them don't have anything left once the tornado is done. And they're still going on like they don't understand that they are not needed in them, like they don't know. But the time is coming. So now, when they're telling lies and you see they're conniving and doing all kind of things to catch the mind and the favor of black people, that's what they're doing. Anytime they tell you one thing, and it sounds like a positive, a lie them a tell. You see? So see them make up the constitution? Simply because we don't have enough sense to tell them, get out of here, long time ago. Before they're talking about they making any constitution, the Indians should have chased them out long time. You see? Now, even when they talk about them have weapons from, you know, 509 D.C. coming right along down to Palestine and coming in America. I mean, right now, I'm telling them to get out. I'm telling them to get out, because there's an energy that we exist by. And it tells you that we are taught. We are the way that we follow explain to us the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. The gods and the goddesses are the ones that control the civilized world and the atmosphere. You can read and know that Earth's atmosphere was not the same when these Anunnakis came to Earth, right? And what they have done to make the hurt habitable. Don't come here with your sodomite, you know, I mean, dog, you know, man, I mean, sodomy, and talk no crap and tell me that I am to be afraid of white fucking ass sodomites. No, because they're getting away with more than murder right now, but how long are they going to get away with it? How long? All right. If your parents die and leave you bequeathed and some criminal come and take it, how you go with that? How do you go with that? How you feel about that? How you accept that? Well, that's what has happened now. That's what I realize and find out. I'm reading these things. I'm blessed to find out. And that's all there is to it. These sodomites go back where they come from. That's all. And it looks like it's impossible. You're going to find out if it's impossible. You're going to find out if it's impossible. So they're writing all these things on top about their founders. Founders. There is no founder. There is no constitution for black people. These are criminals that come here with them criminal, nasty self and want us to accept them. No. What is going to happen is going to happen. Let them stay there and go on with their antics. The gods just want one or more of us, all they want. You see? Because one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight. They don't own anything here. And it is a shame that they are a little tiny group of people of humanity. A tiny, okay, fragment. And the big, big civilization of black people cannot bring back the God's virtue upon the land. That's a shame. So I think, you know, the God's attitude to all of this is to have representative. If they have representative, like a watchman or something like that, you see, that's what they deal with. They're not dealing with the rest of us who are weak and sick and don't know what we are thinking. And so it goes on. What these people are talking about, declaration, and we hold these truths and all these things they're talking. These are sodomites that's coming to cut your throat and take away what you have. I'm talking about A.D. and Adamani, New World Order. And they're going to tell you about, you know, we hold these truths, you know, to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator. But it's creators, the Elohim. You see, they're doing everything to twist our minds to think about a spirit God, a monotheism God. That's what they're doing. Now, I don't know if you're getting it, my friends, but in my, you know, my level of reading caused me to know these stuff, right? And there are a lot of other people who read much better than me, and they're not understanding guava, you know, stuff. With certain inalienable rights, you know, our creators give us inalienable rights. When they're telling us Adam and Eve creation we come from, they wipe out our inalienable rights. You see, and they are talking about something that never exists, none at all, and that's how they steal and take stuff from us. Talking sodomite nonsense. It says that among these are life, right? What we are endowed, right? Created, we are created equal, right? And that's not true for them because they are not equal with black people. Crime don't make them equal with black people. If you can sit there and make these people rule over you and kill you and all that kind of stuff, no, let the gods kill them by being, we are subjected to our gods. And they will take care of these I mean, these nasty, I mean, whatever, your uncivilized cocky's eyes. And the crying that are homosexual. We are not a part of them. They are not a part of us. We are endowed with inalienable rights. And how many years now they are stripping and killing and stripping black people of what they have. And I tell you about Constitution with inalienable rights. Where they get it from? They are just right out sodomite from birth. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments, to secure those rights. You have to live like as a polytheistic person. You see, you don't have nothing to do with this garbage can type of people. All right? Now, it says, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Kings. Kingship. That's it. No, monarch. Kingship. Kingship is one person that rule at a time. Kingship. Right? The government is kingship, and it's not that women can rule. There's nothing place here in kingship. A woman can, I imagine, rule as a king, working under kingship. Because kingship is not a man, it's the government. Kingship. Right? So, you can call a man, a king, right? He's working in the with the government of kingship, and a woman, I assume, is called a queen working under kingship, right? They turn the whole thing upside down for us, but there is a way to understand what the history is saying without, you know, getting off into what these sodomites muddy up and do all kind of a confused stuff for us to have, you know, problems with living our in our own precept of life. Now, it goes on. Inalienable rights are rights that cannot be taken away. When isn't it so that these white ass fuckers come and take away the inalienable rights from all Africans, from Rome, Italy, come right around to America? That's what they do. And black people are still flanking around them like, you know, everything is all right. Now, this doesn't make no sense. But they turn the whole world upside down, right? Need people to understand and rise up and defend what is ours and in the name of the gods. I mean, expel them with the word of power, the word of truth. They can't handle that. There are, of course, entire books devoted to these few lines. A few observations, however. First, the link between there being a creator and persons being endowed with inalienable or with unalienable or inalienable rights. The Puritans, listen to this. These white buggers, they are the Puritans. And listen to their view. Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. Imagine that. Imagine that. How powerful these guys get, that they can do all these things. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they concluded they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of Puritan theology was brutal. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity, failing that it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. How you feel about that? That's about it, my friends. I got to go, and you take care of yourself, and hopefully you get this message, because they're always like swiping out my message. But look, they have their day. Okay, let's I hit Mac, all right? That's my favorite tune here. Why things are going the way it does? I hit Mac.
Never see you when you jump over the wall. You think I never see you when you accidentally fall. Me say, I make you pop to your feet and fall. Why you accidentally fall? Is she crying out the ice water? Ah.
Yeah.